This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hi, and welcome to the Savvy Psychologist podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today on the podcast, by request from listener Philip L., we'll cover five ways to conquer FOMO, the fear of missing out. And fear of missing out isn't new. A generation ago, it was just called the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. But today, social media brings us up close and personal with all of our friends' metaphorical grass. We're privy to pictures of their vacation in the Bahamas, that artisanal charcuterie they ordered at the hot new bistro, and last weekend's homebrew tasting party. Enter FOMO, fear of missing out, which, in a first-of-its-kind study on FOMO from 2013, is defined as, quote, a pervasive apprehension that others might be having rewarding experiences from which one is absent. Now, FOMO comes in different flavors. So to find yours, you can ask yourself, if I did miss out, what would that mean about me? And here are three of the most common answers. So FOMO flavor number one is, I made the wrong decision. So FOMO causes anxiety by undermining confidence in your life decisions. The decisions might be as small as what restaurant you last tried, or as big as what career or lifestyle you've chosen. And this type of FOMO feeds the unanswerable, anxiety-provoking questions of if only and what if. Indeed, that 2013 study showed that those who experienced higher levels of FOMO also reported lower levels of overall life satisfaction. FOMO flavor number two, other people are having a better time than me. So this is essentially envy, which is a mix of inferiority and resentment. And this type is closest to what the term implies, that you've been left out, either unthinkingly or deliberately by others, or because you weren't in the know, didn't have access, or couldn't muster the guts to go. And FOMO flavor number three is I suck. Or for the extended version, because I wasn't invited, didn't know about it, couldn't make it, etc., I suck. You get the idea. So this is essentially insecurity. And remember that everyone feels this way at least occasionally. When you get hit with waves of insecurity, you are not alone. That said, the researchers found that if individuals' quote, psychological needs were deprived, they were more likely to seek out social media and to experience FOMO. So what psychological needs did they mean? Specifically, there were three: feeling competent, making meaningful choices, and feeling connected to others. The absence of any or all of these laid fertile ground for FOMO.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
So what's the cost of FOMO, besides feeling anxious, envious, and insecure? Well, in addition to the exhaustion of constantly comparing your experiences to others, the result of FOMO is actually missing out. So hear me out on this one. Pretend you're at a restaurant with friends, or at home having a perfectly relaxing evening. But when you check your alerts and updates to find a party you're not at, your mind stops enjoying and starts comparing. The result? We neglect the present. We end up discounting and being distracted from the most important social experience of the moment, the one we're actually in. Okay, so what to do? How do we turn FOMO into focus? Well, here are five tips to try. Tip number one, don't compare their high points to your everyday. Remember, people put their best foot forward on social media. We tend to post when things are going well. Vacations, accomplishments, kids doing cute things, photos in which we look particularly cute. No one posts cleaning the litter box, having the flu, or picking up tampons on sale. Everyone does these things just as often as you. It's just that those moments aren't on display. Tip number two, challenge the thought that you should love what you're doing 100% of the time. So just like every job involves the equivalent of making photocopies, every life involves a daily grind. FOMO makes you think you should be doing something awesome. If not constantly, then at least the majority of the time. But peak experiences are called peak because they're at the top of the heap and rare. If life was all peak experiences, they wouldn't be special anymore. Tip number three, accept that you will always be missing something. The study showed that young people, and young men in particular, struggled with higher levels of FOMO. But with age and experience comes the knowledge that at any given moment, there are infinite things you could be doing. There's always more fun to be had, and there's also always more work to do. But until we can clone ourselves, Dolly the Sheep style, we can only pick one thing at a time. So I'll let you decide if you want to love the one you're with, but you can fight FOMO by loving what you're doing. Tip number four, beware of FOMO being used against you. So fear of missing out isn't just limited to social media. Once you decide to look, you can find advertisers trying to manipulate you with FOMO. For instance, keep an eye out for countdown timers with online shopping, promos that offer, quote, exclusive access, or ads that simply promise you won't miss out. And finally, tip number five, differentiate interruption from connection. Social media is, of course, a way to stay socially connected. But when we try to stay connected by suspending the activity we're actually doing and ignoring the people we're actually with, it morphs into interruption. Our brains aren't wired for multitasking. So when we toggle back and forth between the present moment and status updates, we end up with a series of skips and interruptions. Again, actually missing out. How much FOMO do you have in your life? So next time your inner Mindy Kaling asks, is everyone hanging out without me? Find a link to the first scientifically validated FOMO questionnaire in this episode's transcript at quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. Or you can just Google Savvy Psychologist FOMO. If the Savvy Psychologist makes your life happier or healthier, let me know by liking on Facebook, subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or subscribing to the bi-weekly newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. Next week, just in time for the holidays, we'll cover 9 ways to handle homesickness. Of course, transcripts for this and every other episode are always available on quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. And the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you again, and I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.